14:08. We want to apologize for starting late. In the meantime, I'm advised that we are allowed to proceed. But just note that we don't form a quorum. The other members are being checked right now. But we have the majority of members here. The only thing we'll not be able to do is to make a decision. But the decision, we don't need a decision to receive the report and receive the views. The views of the committee members that are here. The meeting was properly... Lerato, you can't disrupt the meeting. No, thank you very much. Honorable Tlamini is here now. And you know, comrade Tlamini, you need to give Lerato some notes in the new step in life. Manje na uthi wola magodi mongenela. Now that we're six, including me, we form a quorum. you know that it will be revolutionary and correct. The people that we're trying to help are your main constituency. They will say, hey, this comrade ran away in an hour of need. You know what they say, the Chinese, those of us who appreciate the Chinese dream, communism with Chinese characteristics. They say leaders must breathe the same breath with the people they lead. Those who are in the glorious movement, they say you must live and lead within the communities where you are. Well, honorable members that just came in now, I've just advised members that we have documents that we have circulated. One document that you should have in your possession now is a document called the draft agenda. It's a document that is going to be considered in the next few minutes. That document is support. The other documents that are important is the amendment bill itself. It has been circulated. Then the one that is circulated, mine is having a color coding. It's colored. Then there are two presentations. One presentation is on the parliamentary letterhead or logo or brand. The other one is the DTI. But we spoke with the secretariat that we'll take the presentation that the advocate will do. The department will then add where they have different views on what has already been said because they've been working together. And then members, during the time of engagement, both the department and the advocate will then respond. There is a document that has been circulated, is written in Word. I hope my computer skills are still okay. But it's a document, the layout, you know, is a... The layout, what do you call this layout? The landscape, that's the layout. It's in landscape. This document, it tells you the details of what has been received. From who? What do they say? And what were some of the comments the department had. This document, for an ease of reference, was circulated to you as members today. And you received the document before this meeting, more than 2 hours before the meeting. No, comrades, you did receive the document. And then just ensure that you have those documents at your disposal. The last document is the attendance register. Now I'm told I must make my opening remarks. Now I invite the acting chair to make the opening and welcome. Acting chair, one of the things honorable members should remember is that the item that is on the agenda today, the Performance Protection Amendment Bill, the committee had an opportunity on a meeting held on the 17th of October where you considered the presentation by the team led by the advocate. In that meeting that you had, there was a discussion that certain clauses, they need to be advertised again for public comments. And more importantly, Honorable Whip, if you remember, were to seek an approval by the House that these issues, additional issues that were raised with us after various organizations had made a presentation. Remember, you did public hearings. You received certain input where organizations, they came in front of you. On that basis, you went to the National Assembly and you made a request. And accordingly, the National Assembly acceded to your request. Immediately after the request was acceded to, then those relevant clauses you had looked at, they were subsequently advertised. They were advertised with a closing date of the 1st of November, this month and this year. Now that those ones have been received now, the department and our legal team led by advocate and the DDG from the department side, they will be giving responses to say what were the issues that you took out and what are the issues that people are raising and advise us to say which is acceptable or not. What do they think they can be able to accommodate? Is it substantive? Is it policy-wise? So that at least you can be able to say what are your views today, especially only on the matters that were raised, not on other matter that has been raised. Therefore, what is going to happen is that after we've received the inputs this afternoon, we are going to use the time because we agreed amongst ourselves that tomorrow we'll not be able to sit, but we'll be able to put extra time just to complete some of this important task. We'll then ask the advocate to take us clause by clause so that we can have an in-principle agreement. We're not adopting it today, honorable members, in-principle agreement. And they are not going to be repeating all the issues we've agreed to. But when we go through advocate, it's a matter so that at least we can be able to do that. Like we worked yesterday, there are certain clauses that we're going to say today, we're going to hold them back. The only clauses that are going to be held back are the clauses that were advertised. The advocate and the DDG will make a presentation on them because they still have to factor in your views. They will not have factored in your views today. And that work is not voluminous. I thought I should be able to clarify that. Then after that, after the conclusion, the committee, then after we've done the clause by clause, we will allow the drafting team to finalize the wording of the clauses based on the inputs, and then there's going to be a presentation in the next meeting. The committee will then deliberate and consider the final wording, and we will need to seek and reach consensus by next week on the remaining ones. Therefore, those clause by clause will have to be done. Then from there, we'll go to the next process, where these issues will be sent to CREDA, proofreading. It comes back with an opinion advocate about constitutionality. I'm saying I'm saying that after we've done the processes, we've done the clause by clause, we need to have the bill coming back cleaned up so that we can conclude. I saw advocate raising your
hand. Chair, yes, there will only be an opinion on constitutionality if the committee has concerns. So that was the case with copyright. So that is where the state law advisor then considered the constitutionality again. The bill as it is has been certified as constitutional by the state law advisor. So it is only if there are any concerns that the committee has that we will then have to do an opinion like that.
Thank you very much for the assistance. Colleagues, I've taken deliberately just to outline where we come from, what we need to do today, so that at least when we start the journey in Mqwati, we don't stop and say we are speaking Greek on the way. Are we together, leadership? Are we together, comrades? Thank you. We go to item number 2. Just to note only one issue, let me just double check. Comrade Chair, before we go to item 2, today is not a three-line Mpanicho. It is. And I'm told, comrades, if it is, the team has got an approval for us to sit. And the venue why it is strategically located here, if there is a need that a decision has to be made in the House, we'll sneak to go and get that decision made and we'll come back. Anishu. Are we clear on that, comrade, in terms of the status of our meeting, comrade Dwi?
What I share, I think you are correct. The approval had been granted, and then if the approval had been granted, is that before, if there's any division in the House, the bells will be rung and then go down, and then that will be fine.
But that's for record purposes. We'll record that this meeting, the necessary approvals were sought, and the necessary approvals were granted. So that if there are people who are not here, we are not being seen as if there were deliberate attempts to make it difficult for others to attend.
Chairperson, I'll also prefer that the Secretariat confirms that he did seek permission and then was granted.
Okay, they will do that. Can we get confirmation, Secretariat?
Chairperson? We submitted the application. It was approved by the House Chairperson and the Chief Whip of the Majority Party that we should proceed on the basis when there's a division in the House, the members will be allowed to go and vote.
Thank you. Adoption of agenda. Oh, Comrade Sanga.
Thanks, Chair. I don't have any objection to it, but I'll have to go and debate mineral resource because we are quite few in the House. So if I would be allowed to go and debate and then come back, then I'm easy.
I know that you are revolutionary. You sneak out and come back.
Sure.
Thank you. Comrade Williams proposes and Honorable Comrade Clavin seconds the adoption. Agreed to? Agreed. Now we go to the presentation. Oh, apologies. Secretariat, apologies.
We have a standing apology for the chairperson who is on party business, and Mr. J. Esther Hazen says he's debating in the House. Thank you.
No, thank you very much. And any other apology? Those apologies are noted. Now we'll allow Advocate Van der Merwe to make a presentation, and the department will add in the areas we've advised through the Secretariat where they need to come in. But in the main, this is a document that has came back on the issues you have raised, and there are not many of these issues. We should be able to be done maybe in the next 20, 25 minutes or 30 minutes on this one. And then from there, we'll go clause by clause. My intention, depending on your views, we should be done by 4.
with PR, PR report. I think that they've called for a division. We have to run it.
Colleagues, just excuse us for about a few minutes. The team is going to be putting their heads together so that we know how to move much faster. Thank you.